I mean, I think to sum up, you're saying what I think is also the case, just based on my own research, that while the government has ruled out any known causal link between autism and vaccines, it hasn't ruled out the possibility. In fact, there seems to be at least one case where it's acknowledged what I call a secondary link, meaning not causal, but triggered. And the result for the parent, you know, may, to them it may be one and the same, and they may be trying to figure out which kids, you know, might have that predisposition.
Yeah, but you know, that's very difficult to do. That's almost circular reasoning. Say, you know, kind of, you can't, I mean, you know, the useful thing for parents or clinically would be to be able to identify the kids we're going to have. I mean, this way we're identifying one certain child after the fact and saying, you know, maybe in that one child it was this or that that happened to it. But it's very difficult to make a causal link in just one case.
Well, but isn't that what you guys are supposed to do, figure it out? That's it. As you know, autism is such a huge problem. Even if a teeny percentage is perhaps triggered by vaccination, I would think that'd be very, very important to learn and try to figure out. You guys are the best at it. I'm sure somebody there can do it over time.
Pathogenesis of autism and the genetics and the biology, and then